Sefer Ava, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter. In today's chapter, we're going to begin the halachas of giving honor in the beginning of a meal in various different interesting halachas. Aleph. Minhag Yisrabis Nagu Chacham Yisrael B'Lesudan U'Kulun Derech Eretzim. The sages of Israel had many customs by a meal. All these are included in the realm of manner of behavior. And amongst them are when entering a meal, the man of the greatest stature should wash his hands first, and then afterwards also enter and sit down. The man of greatest stature reclines at the head of the company. A person who is in second prominence reclines below him. There are three couches. The man of greatest stature reclines at the head of the company. The person who is second in prominence reclines above him. And the person who is in third prominence reclines below him. Base. The host should recite the bracha of Amaitzi. When he completes the bracha, you should break a piece of bread. And the guest should... A guest should recite blessing Amaitzi. When he completes the bracha, you should break a bread. So a guest should recite grace so that he will bless the host. If all of them are members of the household, the person of the greatest stature should break bread and then recite Berachas HaMazon. The person breaking the bread is not permitted to do it until salt or relishes have been brought before each individual, unless the intention was to eat bread by itself. One should not break off a small piece, lest he appear as a stingy. Not a large piece, the size of an egg, lest he appear like a glutton. On Shabbos, however, one may break a large piece of bread. One should break the bread at the place that has been baked thoroughly. Dalit. Mitzvah menamukhul ifser bekikar shlema. It's preferable to perform a mitzvah to break open a whole loaf. Aisasham shlema shalaserim prusha shalachitim, and they have prusha bezer shlema with sir mishten, kedeshivtsa mechitim mushlema. When one has a whole loaf of barley bread and a sliced loaf of wheat bread, and should put the sliced loaf together with the whole loaf so that one will break open both a loaf of wheat and a whole loaf. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, one is obligated to break the bread of two loaves. One should hold both in one's hand when reciting the bracha and break open one of them. Hey, habitzeya neisim prusa l'tnikol achavechad vecha neita biyadi. V'neisim biyada ichol alim kinayu ovo. The person who breaks bread should give a slice of bread to each person. The latter should pick up the piece of with his hands. The person who breaks bread should not place the bread in the hand of a person who is eating it unless the latter is a mourner. The person who breaks the bread should take the bread first and eat. The person who breaks bread should give a slice to each... The person who breaks the bread should take the bread first. Those who are by the meal should not eat anything until the person who recites the bracha tastes. The person who recites the bracha may not taste until those around the meal complete saying amen. Should the person breaking the bread desire to honor his teacher or a scholar of great stature, then he, by allowing him to take the bread before he does, he may. Well, two people should wait for each other when eating from the same dish. When three people are eating, they do not wait. When two people have completed eating, the third should also stop. If one of them finishes, the two don't stop for one. They just continue eating until they finish. One should not talk during a meal, lest a dangerous situation arise. For this reason, if wine is brought in the midst of the meal, each person should recite the blessing alone. Or one to recite the blessing and another to answer Amin while he's swallowing, into a dangerous situation could arise. I should not look at the face of a person who's eating, or his portion, lest he become embarrassed. Zayin. An attendant who stands before those dining should not eat together with them. As an act of mercy, one should allow him to taste each dish to satisfy his desire. If the assembly gave him wine, he should have said a blessing over each cup, because his drinking is dependent on their desire, not his own. Should one of the assembly go out to urinate, he need wash only one's hand before entering. Should he speak with a friend and thus remain outside for an extended period of time, he should wash both his hands before entering. If the company was sitting and drinking, he should enter, sit in his place, wash his hands with his back turned, and then turn his face to the guests. Why should he wash in his place? So others will not say that he did not wash his hands because bread is not being served. Raw meat should not be placed on bread, nor should a full cup be passed over bread. Suddenly, bread should not be used as support for a plate, nor should it be thrown. The same applies to pieces or meat or fish, other foods that do have shells, berries, grapes, and figs, because they will become disgusting. So permissible to cause wine to flow through pipes in the halls of chasanim and roasted grains, so that nuts may be toasted at chasanim in the summer. This is not permitted in the winter, because they will become disgusting. We should not wash our hands with wine, whether it has been mixed with water or not. We may not spoil any other food or beverages in a contemptuous and dessert and derisive manner. It's forbidden for guests to take any of the food that they may have been served and give it to the sons or daughters of the host. Perhaps the host will become embarrassed because all that he had was what he served, and then they will have been taken away from the children. Person should not send a friend a cask of wine with the oil floating on a server, lest one send a friend a cask that is almost entirely wine with only a small amount of oil on its surface. Why? Because the recipient may be unaware that the cask contents invite guests with the intention of serving them oil, and become embarrassed, not knowing that it's wine. Any activity that may cause a person who holds a feast to become embarrassed is forbidden. After everyone finishes eating, the table should be removed and the place where they ate should be swept. Afterwards, those assembled should wash their hands, as mentioned above. The practice should be followed, lest pieces of bread the size of an olive be found on the floor. It is forbidden to walk on or wash over pieces of the size. However, the pieces are smaller than the olive, it's permissible to destroy them intentionally. It is a vio lahem mayim lantila kolsh avar because a muslim from Italy of the tchilak the shul yeshuv about the other muslim is achit el acher. When water is brought to wash, the one who recites because a muslim washes his hands first, so that the person of greatest stature will not sit with dry hands while others are washing. Sharasid and eating the other basif is acher zeh. The remainder of the people eating wash one after another. Honor is not paid to anyone with regard to the order of washing, because honor is not extended with regard to dirty hands crossing bridges or on the roads, with the exception of the entrance that is fit for a mezuzah, and even then only with regards to entering. After the assembled finish washing their hands, drying their hands and reciting Berachas HaMazon, the person that recites Berachas HaMazon should recite Bracha over incense when the incense burner is brought. Everyone should answer, Amen. Im ha'yusham yayim mevin kais mazik devis, ha'yosol devis mevin min psamim. Eichas es yayim b'yaminis of some b'smenim v'berach Berachas HaMazon, rachach v'berach la'yayim, rachach v'berach la'besim. If wine is available, Berachas HaMazon should be recited over a cup of wine. We bring a cup that contains a revis or more as spices. Person reading Berachas HaMazon should hold the wine in his right hand and the spices in his left hand while reciting Berachas HaMazon. Afterwards, he should recite the Berachas HaMazon on wine and then the Berachah on Psamim. The spices were fragrant oil. He should spread them on the head of the shamash afterwards. If the shamash was a Talmud Chacham, he should spread it on the wall so that it will not be going out to the marketplace being perfumed. Because the halacha is that a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to go out to the marketplace and he's all perfumed up, because we're worried that there'll be like a rumor of znus. Next halacha, last halacha with the pedek test. Well, afal pi she'ein berachas hamazon tona yain, in berach hayain kiminik shamarnet tzarech she'adiach hakesh al berachas shel b'finim. Even though we're saying that Berachas HaMazon does not require wine, if a person does want to, according to the custom we mentioned, so should he has to wash the cup over the bracha inside and outside. He should be filled with, should rinse it inside and outside, and he should fill with undiluted wine. When one reaches the bracha of Berachas HaAretz, one should add a small amount of water so that it will be pleasant to drink. Conversation should not be made over the cup over which Berachas HaMazon is cited. Rather, everyone should remain silent until Berachas HaMazon of the wine is concluded, and then they should drink. See for Avda Hilchos Brachas Perek Shmini. In this perek, we're going to be discussing Birchas HaPeres, the brachas we make on fruit, and other foods as well. This parak contains 16 halachas. Aleph. Kol peres segidim nevracha alayhan v'tchila b'ri priyaitz l'basev b'ri nefashis rabbis. Whenever we eat foods that grow on trees, we recite the b'ri priyaitz, and the after bracha is b'ri nefashis. Except for the five species of fruits mentioned in the Teda. Vehin, and they are anovim, grapes, rimenim, pomegranates, tainim, dates, vezesim, olives, tamarim, and the figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Shavar halein basef bracha achas mein shalish, we make the alamithionis. Vachalapes aris vayirakis, anything which is vegetables, fruits that grow from the ground. We make a berry priadam and then a berry nefashis. The varmish ain't good enough. Artists again. Basrig mina v'dovin v'yetsim mayim b'chol v'zvashikizim. Anything which does not grow from the ground, for example, fish, meat, cheese, fish, eggs, water, or milk. So b'tchilim v'varach shakol b'sev berry nefashis rabbis. We make a shakol and then a berry nefashis. V'ashesim mayim shileilu rab. When a person drinks water with the gavana, then fulfilling he doesn't have an intention to fulfilling his thirst, it's not necessary for him to recite a bracha before and afterwards. Base. Hasechet peyus v'ritzim en mashkel v'arach aleim b'tchila sh'akol b'seh b'rein ha'foshes chuspan ha'novim ba'azesim. When a person squeezes fruits, except for grapes and olives, to extract juices, he should recite a sh'akol before and b'rein ha'foshes afterwards. Sh'ayayin v'arach b'tchila b'rein ha'gofen b'seh b'racha achas me'etsholish. On wine, we make a b'rein ha'gofen, or gefen, and at the end, we make a alamechi. V'al shemen v'arach b'tchila b'rein ha'etz. And on oil, we make a b'rein ha'etz. Me'ad v'amur sh'ayachishish b'grini. When does this apply? When he has a sore throat and drinks the oil together with the sauce of cooked vegetables for the benefit from the drinking. If, however, you drink oil alone and do not have a sore throat, you should recite a shahakal, because he did not benefit from the taste of oil. Gimel. When fruits and vegetables that are usually eaten raw are cooked or stewed, one should make a shakal before and then a bit of fresh afterwards. Now, when one eats vegetables that are usually eaten cooked, for example, cabbage or turnip, but he ate it raw, one should recite a shakal before and then a bit of fresh afterwards. Things which are usually eaten raw and cooked, and it's eaten either way, we have to make a bracha which is fitting for the circumstances. If there was fruits of the tree, you say, if it's vegetables or peres adam, fruits that grow on the ground, then you make a berry pri adam. Dal yirak shadakin li shalik shushlokan bevarach al mei hashel shalam berry pri adama. When one stews vegetables that are frequently stewed, one should recite a berry pri adama. Ushushlokan lishtes mi man. So when one stews vegetables that are frequently stewed, one should recite a berry pri adama on the soup produced, because the soup produced by stewing is equivalent to the vegetables that are stewed. Because you usually drink it. Dvash tmanim, when it comes to oil of dates. So then, now, so we're saying that on date honey, shakal should be made. Nevertheless, when one crushed dates by hand, removes their pits, and makes them into a substance resembling dough, one should recite a berry priya eats before and a single bracha that includes the three brachas of alamichi afterwards. Hey, hakonim hamatukim shasech the nisim vashkum amen al shiipa v'idma lamelech kol agenim amro shavachim al berry priya adamo umitzas amro berry priya eats. Regarding sugarcane, whose sap is extracted and cooked until it crystallizes like salt, most of the goyim require the bracha of berei pri adama recited upon it. Others say that the bracha of berei pri eis should be recited. They say that one who sucks a sugarcane should recite the berei pri adama. Rambam says, I hold that this is not a fruit. You only make a shakel. The honey produced by these canes that have not been altered by fire should not be given greater prominence than date honey, which is not changed by fire, and yet the bracha shakos are set upon it. Vav hakir uhureishadekul shukume eats lovan bracha lov mitzchila shakil. When you have the top stock of palm tree, which is hearts of palm, which is like white wood, one should make a shakol. Kafras shalatzolof. When you have petals that for the flower of the caper bush, when you have caper berries, which are fruits of the bush, which looks like the small dates, you make a bitter praise. Zion, hapilpulin vazangavil. Fresh peppers and ginger. That was matching the two of one, fresh for Rachelim to the Beir Priyadam, you make a Beir Priyadam. Although you vation, when it's dry, into the bracha, you don't need the bracha, the frame, the achrein, not before and after, and they shame to fall in main echel. Because there are spices and not food. Achrein echel should really not feel the mask, should really see into the bracha. Foods that are not fit to be eaten and beverages not fit to be drunk should not require any bracha, the frame, the little achrein, not before and afterwards. Allah says, Hapas Shi'ipsha. Yain Shikris, the Tabli, Stafros, over to us, but Hanavis Ben Gat Pagan, Rashik, Rahimis, Bagave, Amelas, Bakamin, Rapitis, Akulan, Umbuak, Love, Tchila, Shakal, and Yabdori. Shakal is made over bread that has become moldy, wine, or which a film has risen, food which is spoiled, a windfall fruit that is underdeveloped beer, vinegar, locust, salt, truffles, and mushrooms, the Omega Shakal. Anytime you make a shakal, you say, remember, food requires a bracha afterwards, it also requires a bracha beforehand. When one pours 3 measures of water over wine dregs and receives 4 measures of liquid, one should make a beir priya gefen. Because this is diluted one. Heitzi brachas ma'arba. One receives less than 4 measures of liquid, even though one has a tam yayin, you say shakal. Yud, beirach ala peiris, ilum beir priyadam yotzav. If a person made on fruit, beir priyadam is yotzav. Al peiris aras beir priyadam, but if you make on peiris aras beir priyadam is yotzav. Val akoil, if in beir shakal on anything, if the evid you made a shakal, yotzav filo al pas wa yayin, even on bread or wine. Yud alf. Should a person take a cup of beer in his hand and begin making the bracha with intention of shahakol and instead made a bracha bir priagofen, he is not compelled to repeat it. If he had fruits, and he started the bracha to say bir priadama, and then he slipped and he said, we don't make him go back. If he had, let's say, a cooked of a grain, a pasach, a berach amanas, limer bimnim zenis vetava emra vetzil lachem, and he started off saying bimnim zenis, and he made on meitzil alachas yetzim nei shabashash hashista shemamachas shenigar abrachal and iskavan alal abrachal ulu isamin vayob lahay bikar abrachal toz av bishatav besiv yetzim emra zenis. The halacha is a time when he mentioned Hashem's name, which are the essence of the bracha, he had the intention of reciting the appropriate bracha. Therefore, since the essence of the bracha was not recited in error, he is considered to fulfill his obligation and he now repeated, although he made a mistake at the conclusion. Anytime you have a doubt if you made the bracha or not, the lafa is subject to bracha's lahakal. And we don't make a repeated shachach. If you forgot and you put food in your mouth, the bracha, you might mashkin. If it was liquid, breathing the bracha safe, you swallow it and you make a bracha safe, it might appear shame. It was rough, you must have been too so. I know him, Sakon said, Echon Borach, Racha Kach, Bailin. If there were fruits which would have become disgusted, if you remove them from his mouth, berries or grapes, you should push them to the side or set the bracha and swallow them afterwards. In the Muslim, if they're not disgusted, for example, Pailin Bafunim, for example, beans and peas, put them to Pivachi Merch, Pivpanei, he should remove them so that his mouth will be free to recite the bracha and eat them afterwards. If a person had many different types of food, so you make one bracha and it exempts the other ones. The main bracha is tell us, but they don't have the same brachas. You say the appropriate bracha for that thing. And whatever you want to do first, you do first. Now, if you don't want to, so then, Allah is you first to the Shiva Saminin. You say, call Kin and Pasa Kin of Bracha. She is in a moment of Pasa Zes. Eris keep the Serve again from Tenevan even. As is German of the Vash. Shatvaze, or is anything tomorrow? Matbam Kin, Lanovin. Dates come before grapes. Shatvanam Shnei, Shani the Arts, Vanovim Shlish the Arts. Because the thing is that the grapes are mentioned third in proximity to that word. A single bracha that includes the 3 brachas recited over the 5 species of fruits and over wine is the same as the recited over grain products. On Paris, you say, I'll give him a prayer, give him a throw of silver, I'll 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 give him All you bears, he saw Chesim Ben Alarfel appears, and as you saw, he said Alarfel appears. Fish Misha Mesa Bracha Shemin Shalas Kedem Sinfi El Tiv Meto Ada, Shane Bracha Devi, some people add this, Ish Misha Emish Latino Bracha Devis, other Brachas and Mazam Blood, some people say it's only four bears and Mazam. Allah says, well, Shasi Ayan Mokot Manabokot, Afshas Kamishim Ben Dogan, if a person drink wine, eat dates, and also cook food, he says, Bracha Shemin Elam. If a person ate meat and drank wine, if he ate figs, grapes with apple, pears, or the like, he should recite the single bracha, because they are all part of the fruits of the tree. Sefer Avlehilch's Brachas, Perek Tes. In this Perek, we're going to discuss the Brachas of fragrance. It's called Birchis Hariach. Alf, Beshem Shosli Ladon Lehenes, Bemichel Mashu Kedem Brachel, Kavos Lehenes, Briach Tev Kedem Brachel. Just as it's forbidden to benefit from food and drink before making a Brachas, so too it's forbidden to benefit from a pleasant fragrance before reciting a Brachel. The Kintz of Brachel Adech Tev. What blessing should be said over a pleasant fragrance? If the fragrance is a tree or a product of a tree, you should say, who created fragrant trees. If it's grass, you say, bless the creator of the grass of fragrance. Now, let's say it's neither, it's a type of herb. If it's, let's say, fruit which you could eat, for example, it's an esrog or apple, you are yetzah. Allah says, a parafa should not be said in an instance until the cloud of smoke rises from above. The kiss of a work of love, what blessing should be said of it? And how is that an issue? She knows that it's a work of asip summon. Incident comes from a tree, one should recite Berde Atsib Sum. If it's a grass, Mabar Iswe, if it came from an animal, Mabar Berde Sum. Gimel Shemin, Shala Afar Sum, balsam oil and the like, Mabar no Berde Shemin or Orif. Rate Bracha, who created pleasant oil. Abba Shemin Zayshik, Kavashi, Shitane, Shukazarichi, Edim Mabar no Berde Atsib Sum. If everyone pressed or sold olive oil until they produced oil with a pleasant fragrance, one should recite the Bracha. If you bring an oil on a hadas, and put this shemen, you could exempt the shemen, because it's really one bracha for both who created fragrant trees. When one has both a fragrant spice from a tree or a fragrant spice from an herb, saying a bracha should not be recited to include both of them. Rather, a bracha should be recited for each one individually. If you when a wine or fragrant oil are brought before a person, he should hold the wine in his right hand and the oil in his left hand, said the bracha over the wine and drink it, and then recite the bracha over oil. Smelled and spread on the shamash's head. And when the shamash down the chacham, then take up a case that he should put on the wall. Hey, a davish shu samig in whom in a etzim in a dama bracha la ber pnim samig. There's a suffix whether spice requires the bracha. You make ber pnim samig base and if that's you have various kinds of species, you make a berimim summon. If you sat there all day, you'll make one bracha, and 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 you'll make. If you go back and forth, you recite the blessing each time you enter. If you have, let's say, a type of candidim, animals, it's called, or let's say lavender, make bread out of some nargis, lilies, shlegina for the garment, to make a bread out of some la soda, vera isu, some aver, the mever, shalvinaba, mitzteke, beitzib, and then let's say roses, rose water, fragrances, or rock roses require the bracha of vera out of some. There are three types of pleasant fragrance. You don't make a bracha. A pleasant fragrance that is forbidden, a pleasant fragrance used as a deodorant, and a pleasant fragrance that was not prepared with the intent that it be smelt. For example, let's say one should never set a bracha over perfumes of false gods or perfumes of women with whom sexual relationships are forbidden. Let's say, for example, perfumes placed by the dead, perfumes placed in toilets, or oil used to remove filth, you don't make a bracha because it's meant to take a bad smell away. So let's say incense burned to perfume utensils or clothes, you don't make a bracha on that. A bracha should not be set or clothes that were perfumed in this manner because the fragrance substance itself is not present. It's merely a fragrance without any substance. It has psalmshim sibosh legoyim, a blessing in bracha and lem shastam misimis gan lavi the zara. Party of goyim, you don't make any bracha over there, but the psalmim because stam misimis gan is for avi the zara. Ayam alachus the krach, edech reativ, leave it here goyim in a bracha and maybe some of what it. Person smell of pleasant fragrance while walking outside the city if the majority of the city. Are good missionaries at a bracha. The majority are Jewish, he should. If the fragrance of for which a bracha should be recited becomes mixed, the fragrance for which a bracha should not be recited, it really depends on the majority.